堂听 class.com。
Chapter 14
我的房间
My bedroom
俗话说金窝银窝都不如自己的狗窝最舒服的地方还是只有自己的房间每个人房间的摆设不尽相同学会描写房间大小再介绍东西摆设的位置或是自己最喜欢的东西就可以顺利完成这篇文章有的时候还可以多加上藏有秘密的地方就可以让文章多添一分精彩哦写作技巧
Tips
现在要开始介绍你的房间了如果带朋友来参观的话，我们只要把房间门打开，让朋友自己进去看就可以了。可是现在是用写作文的方式来介绍，也不能够照个照片贴在作文簿上，怎么办才好呢？一开始，我们就把我们的房间在家里面的特色写出来吧。我们第一段的建议开头句就是
Today, I'm going to show you around my bedroom. My bedroom is the biggest room in my house.
今天我要介绍我的卧房。我的卧房是家里面最大的一个房间。
Today, I'm going to show you around my bedroom. My bedroom is the biggest room in my house.
今天我要介绍我的卧房。我的卧房是家里面最大的一个房间。我们房间里面有什么东西呢？摆在哪里呢？接下来开始介绍你房间的摆设吧。不过，这里要特别注意介词的运用哦。我们第二段的建议开头句就是
On the other side of my bedroom is a fish tank, and there are many colorful fish in it.
在房间的另外一头是一个鱼缸，里面有很多色彩缤纷的鱼。
On the other side of my bedroom is a fish tank, and there are many colorful fish in it.
在房间的另外一头是一个鱼缸。里面有很多色彩缤纷的鱼。你的房间里面，你最喜欢什么呢？是你的书桌？摆在书桌上的相片？还是你的床铺呢？介绍一下你最喜欢的地方吧。我们第三段的建议开头句就是
My favorite place in my bedroom is under the bed.
我最喜欢的地方在床底下。
My favorite place in my bedroom is under the bed.
我最喜欢的地方在床底下。现在让我们来听听 Peter 的文章。
今天我要介绍我的卧房。
Today, I'm going to show you around my bedroom.
我的卧房是家里面最大的一个房间。
My bedroom is the biggest room in my house.
在里面有一张大床和两个又软又舒服的枕头。
I have a big bed and two comfortable and soft pillows.
在两个枕头中间放了一只蓝色的大章鱼玩偶。它是我的生日礼物。
Between the pillows is a big blue octopus puppet, which was my birthday present.
在床的旁边是我的书桌，我在上面放了许多的模型。
Next to the bed is my desk, and I put many models on it.
旁边就是我的书柜，我几乎所有的书都放在这白色的书柜里面。
Beside the desk is a bookshelf.Almost all my books are on this white bookshelf.
在房间的另外一头是一个鱼缸， 里面有很多色彩缤纷的鱼。
On the other side of my bedroom is a fish tank, and there are many colorful fish in it.
在鱼缸的下面是一个柜子，妈妈把所有我的旧玩具都放在里面的一个箱子里。
Under the fish tank is a cabinet, and my mom put all my old toys in a box and put them in the cabinet.
有的时候，我还是会把箱子打开，然后玩里面的玩具。
Sometimes, I still like to open the box and play with my old toys.
在柜子的后面放了一些美术课用的卡纸。
In the back of the cabinet are some paper cards, which are for my art class.
我最喜欢的地方在床底下。
My favorite place in my bedroom is under the bed.
在床底下会有什么好东西呢？
What can be good under the bed?
是一个小盒子，里面收集了我的照片。
It is a little box in which I have collected many pictures of me.
有的时候，我会边看着这些照片，边在心里想着，我还真可爱呢。
Sometimes, when I look at those pictures, I think, I was so cute.
但是其实这个箱子里面还有一个秘密。我把我的日记藏在所有照片的下面。
There is a secret about the box. I hid my diary at the bottom of the pictures.
千万不要告诉任何人哦，尤其是我爸妈，好吗？
Don't tell anybody, especially my parents, okay?
再听一次整篇文章。
Today, I'm going to show you around my bedroom. My bedroom is the biggest room in my house. I have a big bed and two comfortable and soft pillows. Between the pillows is a big blue octopus puppet, which was my birthday present. Next to the bed is my desk, and I put many models on it.Beside the desk is a bookshelf. Almost all my books are on this white bookshelf. On the other side of my bedroom is a fish tank, and there are many colorful fish in it. Under the fish tank is a cabinet, and my mom put all my old toys in a box and put them in the cabinet. Sometimes, I still like to open the box and play with my old toys.In the back of the cabinet are some paper cards, which are for my art class. My favorite place in the bedroom is under the bed. What can be good under the bed? It is a little box in which I have collected many pictures of me. Sometimes, when I look at those pictures, I think, I was so cute! There is a secret about the box.I hid my diary at the bottom of the pictures. Don't tell anybody, especially my parents, okay?